yeah, she likes Elgood. I pick a guitar. She likes
9 minutes till Rough Riders baseball. 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 Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Somebody told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone. Told him I was just somebody you used to know.
I know he doesn't know. Drunk in Montreal, I bet you told him about me. But no,
just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! I've been trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Zach Bigley.
We welcome you into Little Rock, Arkansas, as the Rough Riders are set to take on the Arkansas Travelers, the AA affiliates of the Seattle Mariners, for Game 3 of this six-game series. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Dickie Stevens Park. Zach Bigley alongside you, and very happy to have you along as the Rough Riders look for their first win of this series, falling 4-3 in game one and 6-1 last night. Kind of walking the tightrope and the balance beam early on and making sure that they kept it close, but they just got a little bit away from them, giving up four runs in the eighth inning yesterday. So looking for that first win in this series, they turn to a man who's making his Double-A debut today. It's Cole Drake, the left-hander, who's made just one start this year with Low A down east. The Orem, Utah native actually grew up in Sachse, Texas. He went to Wiley High School, and he was an 11th round draft pick of the Texas Rangers back in 2022 out of Walters State Community College. The 6'5", 220-pound, 23-year-old in that one start with down east went four innings of shutout baseball, giving up just three hits. He struck out six in that start and walked one. So the Rough Riders go with Cole Drake. On the other side, it's Reed Van Scooter out of Coastal Carolina University, the Chanticleers. He's 6'1", 190 pounds, 25-year-old, was a fifth-round selection by the Mariners in 2022, a Rochester, New York native, but grew up in Livonia, just outside of Rochester. He has made two starts already this season. He's gone nine innings, surrendering just three runs. He's struck out four, but he has walked five, so a 3 ERA for Van Scooter. He's your classic crafty lefty, a guy who's going to spin it in there, and the Rough Riders look to get the offense cooking in this series as they've only scored four runs with 11 hits so far through the first two games. One of the guys who's going to help try and do that is Alex DeGoti, the veteran who is our pregame guest today. What a great conversation we had with him yesterday. We split it up into two parts, and we'll get you part two of the interview right here. The Rough Riders and Travelers getting set for part number three of this series out of the six games. Alex DeGoti joins us next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Joined by Alex DeGoti. I wanted to dive a little bit into your past. You obviously were with the Astros for a long time and came up to the Texas League with Corpus Christi. What are some of your favorite memories playing here in the Texas League, and especially playing against or in Frisco?
Texas League is fun, man. Down in Corpus, you know, it's we definitely get the rough end of the stick there with the travel.
Yeah.
The travel's a little bit tougher on that side, but man, I loved playing in the Texas League. I loved playing in Corpus. The fan base over there was exceptional. Those guys were really behind us. And playing in Frisco in 2018, I only got to play there a few days. And I remember I got called up there to Triple-A. So I always remembered that nice pool right field. We had a pretty good team there in that time. We had some big leaguers. I think Jordan Alvarez put one in that pool. We had some good players on that team. But the Texas League definitely prepared me for what was to come. I think this is the toughest league in baseball, just because it's also gotten bigger now. There's more teams, but back in the day there was eight teams. So think about playing in your division pretty much every day, and the series were shorter, so guys got to know the opposing team really well, and it's a cat and mouse chase. You know, you're like just going back and forth trying to figure out how to beat that guy. He's trying to beat you. So I think this league really prepared me to play in AAA and ultimately play in the big leagues. So it was definitely a learning point in my career.
Joined by Alex DeGoti, 2021, you get called up to play with the Houston Astros in Seattle.
Take me through that time, what it was like getting told you were going to be called up, and then that experience.
Well, we were in the outside in Corpus Christi, and we're playing against the Rangers that day in an outside game. And it's a 1 o'clock game. I had just finished hitting the cage. I'm getting ready for the game, putting on my clothes, and manager's like, Mickey Story, he's like, hey, I need to see you in my office. And I think it's just a normal day because it's COVID year. It's the second year of COVID, but me and Mickey have been on the same team for many years already, so I think it was just something like, hey, just want to chat about something, whatever. So I go in there, and he's like, hey, they need you in Houston. And I looked at him, I said, what do you mean? It's like, I need you to pack your bags and get in your car and start driving to Houston. They got a 6 o'clock game. I need you to make it on time. I was like, wow. So, I mean, I was in a daze at the moment. Come outside, and I guess the guys already knew, and one of my teammates had my dad on the on a FaceTime, and I saw my dad, and then I just started crying because I've been through so much in my life. Me and my dad have been through it all, and he's always been there for me every offseason, throwing me BP, hitting me ground balls. Without him, shoot, I don't know where I would be. Man, I get goosebumps right now just talking about it. It's crazy, man. But I truly appreciate what my father has done for me in my life, and as well as my grandparents. My grandparents were really there for me from the get-go, taking me every tournament. And I think that's what, going back to this whole debut, I think that's what makes it so special for me, because those people had a huge impact in my life, and I wouldn't be the man I am today without them. So that's a huge thank you to them. But moving forward on the whole call-up day, sorry I've been talking for a long time, but so I had to go back to my hotel, which was about 15-20 minutes away, pack up all my stuff, and then drive to Houston, which is about 3.5 hours away. And I got to the stadium. I was supposed to be in the lineup, but they didn't know if I was gonna make it on time with traffic. It was raining. So I got to the game at like 5:30, got there to change real quick and go outside. So I didn't play that day in Houston. And then we go on the road. We have an off day in Seattle, and then the next day I'm starting. And we're facing the Mariners, and I'm facing Kikuchi. And yeah, man, that's who I got my first hit off. And luckily I had my whole family there, which was amazing. Flying from Miami to Seattle is not the easiest trek. So they were able to make it out there, and when I got that first hit, they threw the ball wrong, so I got to second base. And just seeing my family, you know, going crazy in the stands, just made it all worth it, man. Just the sacrifices, and because this game is beautiful, but there's a lot that goes into it that many people don't understand. And all the emotions out there, just looking at my family, just kind of made it all worth it. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, we hope you get back up there, that's for sure. This is Alex Degoti here on the pregame show. Thanks so much for joining us, and we're excited to see you play.
Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it, guys.
We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Welcome back to Dickie Stevens Park. Zach Bigley with you on the pregame show, getting you set for first pitch between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Arkansas Travelers. Kellen Strom leads it off for the Rough Riders, and we'll get you this starting lineup here for Frisco, as announced by Carlos Cardoza. It's Kellen Strom in center, Liam Hicks at first base, and Abimelech Ortiz, the DH today for the Rough Riders. Cody Freeman at third base, Alex Degoti is the second baseman, and Max Acosta is the shortstop. He hits sixth. Josh Hatcher is the right fielder in the seventh spot. He's 2-for-3 in this series and has 5 hits in his last 2 games. Cooper Johnson is the catcher, and Haysel Cepeda is out in left field for the Rough Riders. Once again, it's Strom, Hicks, Ortiz, Freeman, Degody, Acosta, Hatcher, Johnson, and Cepeda. On the other side for Arkansas, Harry Ford at catcher, Spencer Packard in left, Tyler Locklear at first, Robbie Tenerowicz the DH, Hogan Windisch at second, Ben Ramirez at third, Jared Avila is the right fielder, and Morgan McCullough at shortstop. Kaden Polkovich is out in center field defensively for the Travelers. Once again, it's Ford, Packard, Locklear, Tenerowicz, Windisch, Ramirez, Avila, McCullough, and Polkovich. First pitch coming up next between the Riders and the Travelers in game number 3 of this 6-game series. Happy you're with us on this Thursday night. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
It's pickleball night at Riders Field on Friday, April 26th, so make sure to grab your tickets as the Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Catch Frisco's Major League Pickleball team, the Frisco Pandas, and have a chance to meet the squad. Join us for pickleball themes all night and make sure to take advantage of our great ticket specials, including 2 tickets and 2 Rough Riders branded pickleball paddles for just $29. You can also snag a Lazy River ticket and get pregame access to the pickleball courts at Riders Field for just $25. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Evan Carter wins it for the Rough Riders with a walk-off single.
The throw not in time.
He makes the diving catch and the Riders win!
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It's out of here. Gone!
Swing and a miss. He got him.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
In time! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh, my goodness!
Oh, wow!
Now, let's head to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
Today, it's the Frisco Rough Riders and the Arkansas Travelers in Game 3 of the 6-game series from North Little Rock, Arkansas. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Dickie Stevens Park on the bank of the Arkansas River with the Veterans Memorial Bridge off to our right-hand side. And downtown Little Rock, Arkansas, just across the river, we're happy to welcome you into another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball. Both teams are 7-4 coming into this game, and the Rough Riders have had quite the time offensively with this Arkansas pitching staff so far. They've been held to just 4 runs and 11 hits so far in the series, and today they contend with Reed Van Scooter, the left-hander out of New York State. He faces this lineup once again for the Rough Riders. It's Kellen Strom to lead it off in center field. Liam Hicks at first base hitting second. Abimelech Ortiz, the designated hitter, hits third. Middle third of the order, Cody Freeman at third. Alex Degody at second base. Max Acosta at shortstop. And the bottom third, Josh Hatcher in right. Cooper Johnson in catcher. And Haysel Cepeda is the left fielder batting ninth. So here is Kellen Strom stepping in, just 1-for-8 in the series with 4 strikeouts. It's kind of been an amalgamation of what this offense has looked like in this series. It's been a struggle for the Rough Riders. Logan Evans went 6 innings, allowing just 1 run in his start yesterday for the Travs, and Raul Alcantara went 5 innings, surrendering 2 runs in the opener. A Strom right-handed batter against the left-hander Reed Van Scooter. He winds back in the game's first pitch. is a fastball on the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1, and we are underway right on time. It's 6:35, and a very pleasant day for baseball with sun shining up above in Arkansas. Here's the windback in the 0-1. High and outside, it's a ball and a strike. Our first pitch temperature is 78 degrees today. Again, with that sun shining, 8-mile-an-hour winds blowing in from right center field. Here's the windback by the left-hander in the 1-1. That one fits on the outside corner with a cutter for a strike, and it's 1-2. Feels like of 83, 5 degrees higher than what it is with the humidity. And it was very humid earlier today. We had some sprinkles, but luckily the rain stayed away, and it is absolutely gorgeous tonight. Light crowd on this Thursday for the Travelers at Dickey Stevens Park. Van Scooter looks in. The left-hander has his sign. He raises the glove. And the 1-2. Change up just outside, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Van Scooter wears the long white pants. It's a white top that looks like a vest. It is one jersey, though. The sleeves are just black, and a black hat as well. The 2-2. There's a fly ball hit well into right center field. Polkovich angling after it, though, into the alley. And he's under it to make the grab in the first out of the ballgame. One out in the first inning for Liam Hicks. Rough Riders and Travelers, no score. On the other side for the Rough Riders in the uniforms, it's a red double R ball cap. The slate blue tops today and gray pants. Liam Hicks digs in with long gray pants, black cleats, black and gray batting gloves. The first pitch, just outside of the left-handed batter from the left-handed thrower, and it's 1-0. The defense behind Reed Van Scooter, I should say, is Spencer Packard in left field, Kaden Polkovich in center, and Jared Oliva in right. The 1-0. That one's on the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 1-1. Ben Ramirez at third, Morgan McCullough at shortstop. Hogan Windisch is the second baseman, Tyler Locklear at first, and Harry Ford puts down the signs for Van Scooter. 1-1 is a foul ball at the plate, squibbing off to the right side. Very soft contact by Hicks, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Liam Hicks, 14 hits this season, a .333 average. He's still top 10 in the league in hits, though he's slowed down a little bit. Just 1-for-8 in this series. And this ballpark will do that to you, especially if you hit the ball in the air. The 1-2. Breaking ball tagged in the air out to left center field. Kaden Polkovich has it measured, and he's under it to make the grab. The 2 flyouts to center field for the Rough Riders, and Abimelech Ortiz, the designated hitter, stands in now.
Now that is designated hitter number 16, Abimelech Ortiz.
No score, Rough Riders and Travelers. The way the wind blows in this ballpark and the massive gaps that it has in left center and right center, it is a pitcher's paradise. First pitch to Ortiz. He watches one flutter across the outside corner. A strike, it's 0-1. Jack Wasson is our home plate umpire today. Chris Presley Murphy, the crew chief, down the first baseline. Kyle Stutz at third. The pitch. Breaking ball, swinging a foul ball back behind home plate. It's 0-2. Three-man Texas League umpiring crew as usual in the black tops today and gray bottoms. Ortiz calls time and steps out. A very aggressive hitter, Ortiz has really been snake-bitten in this series. He's had some really good contact, but he's 0-for-8. And a ground out at 112-mile-an-hour exit velocity yesterday. The 0-2. Ortiz swings, spoils it, foul back behind home to the left, and it's still 0-2. Van Scooter has made 2 starts this year, 9 total innings. He surrendered 3 runs on 10 hits. Not much of a strikeout pitcher. Struggled with his command against Tulsa last week. Didn't allow any runs in 4 2/3 innings, but did walk 4. The 0-2. Swinging a bounding ball, foul back behind home to the right, and it's still 0 balls and 2 strikes. He'll be at most 88 to 90 with his fastball, if that. He's a soft-tossing lefty that has movement on all of his pitches and likes to work the corners. The 0-2. Hit foul back behind home, just sneaks over the top of the netting and hits off the facing of the suites to our left. Karam's back down to the first row of seats, and it's still 0 balls and 2 strikes on Ortiz with the 6th pitch due to the Rough Riders designated hitter with no score in the top of the first. Van Scooter has his sign in the 0-2. Swinging a soft grounder off the end of the bat up the middle. The second baseman, Windisch, backhands from the second base bag. A long throw off balance to first is in time to get Ortiz, and the side is retired. A 1-2-3 first inning for Reed Van Scooter. The run sits airs, nobody left on base. Bottom half of the first inning next, and Cole Drake is on to make his Double-A debut when we come back. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the home half of the first inning, we're scoreless between the Rough Riders and Travelers, and Cole Drake is on to make his Double-A debut for the Rough Riders. He faces Harry Ford, the right-handed batter, and here's the left-hander's first pitch. Fastball top shelf for a strike. It's 0-1. Four-seam fastball with natural two-seam ride to it for Cole Drake. He'll go four pitches in his mix. Rocks the hat over the, or the glove over the hat, I should say, and the pitch misses high. It's 1-1. He'll go fastball, cutter, curveball, and changeup. He's mostly the three pitches, the fastball, curveball, and changeup, though. The 1-1. Popped in the air, foul right side, and it's 1-2. And he looked really good in that first start with Down East this year. Went four innings of scoreless baseball, surrendered just three hits. He struck out six and walked one. Here's over the top of his glove, the 1-2. Sails up high with the fastball, 2-2. He's making a spot start for the Rough Riders after Gerson Garabito was sent up to the AAA level. The 2-2 misses high, and it's 3-2, and it was a whole set of dominoes. Cody Bradford got hurt at the big league levels. They brought up Jack Leiter, who made his major league debut today. Gerson Garabito was brought up to replace him. 3-2. That's outside for ball four. Missed with a changeup away. Leadoff walk to Harry Ford, the catcher, and Spencer Packard, the left fielder, takes his turn. No score, bottom of the first. So Gerson Garabito threw well yesterday, allowing just two runs over five innings. He did not walk a batter. Round Rock did lose 2-1 to Sugarland, though. And here we get a look at Cole Drake. Left on left here with Packard. The pitch. Fastball high. 1-0. Packard 2-for-6 in the series so far. A couple RBIs. He's also walked three times. Rough Riders infield behind Drake at double play deck. The 1-0. Fouled straight behind home, and it's 1-1. A look at that defense behind Drake for the Rough Riders today. It's Haysel Cepeda in left field. Kellen Strom in center, Josh Hatcher in right. Cody Freeman at third, Max Acosta is at shortstop. Alex DeGody, the second baseman, Liam Hicks at first. And Cooper Johnson is behind the plate. Drake readies, looks over at first, deals. Swing and a miss. High fastball, 1-2. Good to see him getting some swings and misses with that heater. Fastball is good up at the top of the zone. And time called. Packard steps out. Slightly open stance from the left side of the plate. Long black hair out of the back of his black batter's helmet. The southpaw kicks in a throw over to first before the throw home. Still one ball and two strikes. Here's the stretch, and he looks over towards first base, delivers. Fastball just high. Not missed by much there, and it's two balls and two strikes. Well, the games in this series between these two teams have been good. A 4-3 win for the Travelers in the first game. The 2-2 on the way. Outside. And a guy did that one away, and it's 3-2. Rough Riders scoring a run in the top of the ninth in that opener just to make it a little bit closer, but yesterday was closer than the final score indicated. 6-1 was the final, but the Rough Riders trailed 2-1 into the bottom of the eighth inning when the Travelers opened it up and scored four runs. 3-2. Shot foul left side off the sweet level. Still three balls and two strikes on the left fielder Packard. No score, bottom of the first inning, a runner aboard, and nobody out. Rough Riders trying to get that offense going today. It's been the struggle for them. Payoff pitch. Pop foul left side. It's three balls and two strikes still on Packard. Ben Anderson went one run over four innings in his start yesterday, and Ryan Garcia three runs over five innings in his start in the opener. And while those aren't, of course, the best numbers in the world, that's putting you in a position still to have an opportunity to win. It's not like it's a blowout early on. Throw goes over to first again. Harry Ford, though he's a catcher, he's a threat to run. He has two steals in the early part of the season. He takes his lead from first. And Drake's pitch. Outside, ball four. Two walks to begin the first inning for Drake. A lot of pitches already as well. Six pitches to Ford. Eight pitches to Packard. It's 14 in the early going. And John Goble will run out of the dugout, and the Rough Riders pitching coach will go have a chat with Drake. The entire infield comes in as well. Drake, a native of Orem, Utah, as we talked about in the open during the pregame show. He grew up in Sachse, Texas, though. Went to Wiley High School. It's just about 25 minutes or so away from Riders Field. Pitching for his somewhat hometown club. Mound visit is broken up. Tyler Locklear is the batter due up next. Locklear, right-handed hitter. Runners at first and second, nobody out. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Drake would love a ground ball here. He readies and brings it into Locklear. Swing and a miss, good changeup, and it's 0-1. Locklear homered yesterday. It was a blast, too. 422-foot shot into left field. The 0-1. There's a drive out to left. Forget about it. That one's long gone. Up onto the berm. A three-run homer for Tyler Locklear, and it's 3-0 Arkansas in the first inning. Tyler Locklear with his third home run of the season. Walk, walk, three-run homer to begin the game. Not the most ideal start to the double-A career of Cole Drake. Robbie Tanerowicz, the designated hitter, steps in now. First pitch, and it's just inside. One ball and no strikes. Tanerowicz came in a really big spot yesterday. The game was 2-1 at the time in the seventh. The runners at second and third, and the Rough Riders intentionally walked Locklear. The pitch is in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. To get a lefty-lefty matchup with Grant Witherspoon. Offering in, swing and a miss, up and away, and it's one ball and two strikes. So on the other side, Christian Colon, the manager for Arkansas, he countered. Pinch hit with Robbie Tanero. It's the right-hander. The pitch, swing and a miss, fastball elevated. He sits him down. His first career double-A strikeout.
Now batting, second base, number 18, Logan Davis.
3-0 our score. Arkansas leads it. One away, nobody on. Bottom of the first inning. Hogan Windisch stands in now, right-handed hitter. Here's the left-hander back into his windup and the pitch home. That one's inside, one ball and no strikes. Tanerowicz came up with the bases loaded in that situation last night and ended up striking out. Big strikeout for Seth Clark, the Rough Riders reliever. 1-0, a broken bat, flare, and a shallow left center field. Kellen Strom's in, he has it measured and paws it out of the air. Two away. So two up, two down after the three-run homer, and Ben Ramirez takes his turn now. And of course, you never want to give up a home run like that, but at some points it clears the bases, kind of gets you back into the windup, and lets you kind of just sit back in the rocking chair and move on from that point. Strikeout and soft contact. Now lefty-lefty matchup. The pitch in. High and outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Ramirez has had a good series. He's 3-for-7 so far with a double and RBI, and he's scored three times. The 1-0 outside. Two balls and no strikes. Rough Riders infield plays to pull for the left-handed batting six hitter, third baseman today. 2-2 outside. Three balls and no strikes. Jared Avila is on deck. Left-hander has his sign, a deep breath. Rocks the glove over the hat in the pitch. Fastball top of the zone for a strike. It's three balls and one strike. Here at Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas, with the wind softly blowing in from right field. The 3-1. That one's outside, ball four. He's walked his third of this first inning. That brings Jared Avila to the plate. 27 pitches now for Drake.
Now that is right fielder number four, Jared Avila.
Dickey Stevens Park. It's 332 down the left field line, 400 to center, 330 down the right field line. As mentioned, plays very pitcher friendly. Pitch to Avila, the right-handed batter, is fouled away, back behind home, and it's 0-1. This facility was built in 2005, opened in 2007. Replacing an old ballpark that was here in Little Rock, Ray Winder Field. Here's the stretch, and the 0-1. And misses down low in the dirt. Johnson blocks. It gets away from him to his left. Runner taking off for second. The throw down not in time. Ben Ramirez in there on the wild pitch. So one ball and one strike on Avila. Ray Winder Field was in Little Rock proper, not in North Little Rock. It was a ballpark that had been around for a long time, since 1931. The manual scoreboard is still up in its own location as well. Drake steps off. 3-0 Arkansas, bottom of the first inning. In fact, where we stay in our hotel is in Little Rock, and so when we drive out here across the bridge out to North Little Rock. We actually pass right by where Ray Winder Field was. The 1-1. Foul back behind home, and it's one ball and two strikes, and you can still see that manual scoreboard. Even though where it was is now a parking lot with an office building, they still have that manual scoreboard up there, and it's a nice reminder to the ballpark that was around from 1932 to 2006 when it closed. Its last game, September 3rd of 2006. Here's the stretch and the 1-2 pitch on the way. Swinging a foul back behind home. It's still one ball and two strikes. Just to give you an idea of how much times have changed, when that ballpark was built back in 1931, it cost a whopping $100,000 to make a whole ballpark. About $2.3 million in today's money. This ballpark here, $40 million to make. The 1-2. Fought off the hands. Foul just up over the top of the net and into the seats. The right-hand side. It's one ball and two strikes still on Avila. 3-0 Arkansas, bottom of the first inning. Ramirez leads from second. Drake from the stretch peers back towards second base in the 1-2. Fouled away again off to the right. And it's still one ball and two strikes, and the Rough Riders now have somebody loosening out of their bullpen beyond the right center field wall. It's Anthony Ho'opi'i Tuionetoa who's starting to loosen, usually a guy who's in the back end of the Rough Riders bullpen, but possibly going to be turned to for some long relief here if things go south for Cole Drake. He rocks in his 34th pitch of the inning. It's popped up right side. Hicks giving it a look over towards the boundary, but he runs out of room. It's on top of the dugout, bounding up into the seats. Still one ball and two strikes on the right fielder Avila, who's 2-for-20, but both hits have come in this series. Home run and three RBIs. One ball and two strikes, the pitch. Check swing and a foul tip back into Johnson's glove. He hangs on for strike three. Drake strikes out his second in the first inning, but three runs across on just one hit, no errors and a runner left on. 3-0 Arkansas at the top of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top two, and the Rough Riders look to get that offense ignited against Reed Van Scooter. Cody Freeman, Alex Degody, Max Acosta to swing the sticks. Freeman 0-for-7 in this series, but he's made some good contact today. I should say in this series, not today yet. Taking his first swings of the day in this at-bat. The pitch. Now one misses, just low and inside. It's one ball and no strikes from Reed Van Scooter, who began his career at the University of Binghamton, was teammates with Rough Rider Ben Anderson. Left-hander looks in. He's got his sign from forward. He rocks back and deals. breaking ball shuttles inside. It's two balls and no strikes. After 2 years at Binghamton, he transferred to Coastal Carolina. He's the 2022 Sun Belt Pitcher of the Year, the first Chanticleer to earn that award. The pitch. It's down low and inside. It's three balls and no strikes. And Scooter was selected in the fifth round in that 2022 draft. He deals in. And that's at the bottom of the zone for a strike. It's 3-1. And he's pitched his way up to Double A, where he's thrown very well. A guy who's going to eat a lot of innings for you. Did that last year as well. 3-1 pitch on the way to Freeman. He takes one over the outside corner for a strike. It's 3-2. Last year in 25 starts, threw 143 and a third innings. Struck out 157 batters to just 35 walks last year. Threw a ton of strikes. Your classic crafty lefty that wants to induce a ton of ground balls, and that's what he did last year too. 3-2. Swinging a hard ground ball, third base side. Ramirez backhands, long throw across the diamond, pulls the first baseman Locklear off the bag, but he lays the tag down on Freeman and gets him. A one away. Well, Freeman out number one on the ground out to third. Alex Degody stands in now. Right-handed batter. 3-0 Arkansas, top of the second. One down, base is clear. Degody 1-for-10. First pitch. Misses inside 1-0 in just his fourth game with the Rough Riders this season. Van Scooter squares his shoulders to his own dugout on the first base side and deals. Fouled straight back by the veteran Degody, and it's one ball and one strike. Degody was our pregame interview guest over the last 2 days, and boy, was he a lot of fun to talk to. A guy who made his major league debut in 2021, told that story. Here's the windback by the lefty in the 1-1. Change up ripped into center field, but right at Polkovich, just hit it too hard. He comes in a couple steps, makes the grab, and there are two down. A two outs, top of the second inning, 3-0 Arkansas. And here's Max Acosta. Acosta, 2-for-7 in the series. He had the lone RBI hit yesterday for the Rough Riders, an RBI single in the fifth. First pitch. Upper edge outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. If you missed our pregame interview with Alex Degody, he was a fantastic interview. So much fun to chat with, and that story of his call-up was great. The 0-1. Just outside, barely missed, and it's one ball and one strike. He was playing in an alt-side game. It was the second year of COVID back in 2021. And his manager brought him into the office and said, hey, they're going to need you in Houston. Here's the wind back and the 1-1. Swinging a bounding ball, foul back behind home to the left, and it's one ball and two strikes. And very close with his father growing up in Miami of Cuban descent. And when he came out, all the guys knew, and they had his dad on FaceTime, and he broke down crying, talking to his dad. He was going to make his major league debut. Well, he had to get to Houston, and they weren't sure if he was going to make it. He was in the starting lineup for that night, but he was driving, and it was raining, so he ended up getting taken out of the starting lineup, even though he made it on time. Ended up making his debut the next week in Seattle. Here's the windup by the left-hander in the 1-2. Outside, it's two balls and two strikes. So Degody made his major league debut against the Mariners back in 2021 and had an RBI single scoring George Springer against Yusei Kikuchi. His lone MLB hit currently. He's hoping to get back up there. The 2-2. Inside on Acosta, and it's three balls and two strikes with two down and the bases clear. 3-0 Travelers lead it. He has been such a good influence on this team from day one. Payoff pitch. Changeup hit off the end of the bat. A ground ball softly to short. McCullough swallows it up, slings it sidearm to first and gets Acosta. Three up, three down for Van Scooter. Six up, six down overall. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base for the Rough Riders. Bottom two coming up. It's the Rough Riders trailing 3-0 to the Travelers on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
Now back to the game on the Riders Baseball Network.
Last of the second inning, Rough Riders trailing 3-0 to Arkansas in Game 3 of this six-game series. Zach Bigley back with you and happy to have you. Morgan McCullough, Caden Polkovich, and Harry Ford, 8-9-1, swing the sticks for Arkansas against Cole Drake. Looking for a bounce-back inning and inning number 2 here in Double-A for him as the first pitch slips just low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Drake threw 35 pitches, 21 strikes in that first inning. The 1-0. He just clips it on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. And a lot more strikes than you might imagine for an inning in which he walked 3. The pitch. Swinging a bounding ball foul back behind home plate. Kicks near to the on-deck circle where Caden Polkovich waits. It's one ball and two strikes. Well, in the batters in which he walked, he threw all the balls to them. In the batters he didn't walk, he threw mostly strikes. Very odd first inning. Putting six foul balls by Oliva before striking out. The pitch is hit hard into center field and it drops in a base hit in front of Kellen Strong. Morgan McCullough, former Northwest Arkansas natural, singles into center field. And Caden Polkovich takes his turn now. Switch hitter batting from the right side against the left-hander. Pitching Cole Drake. Polkovich in his fourth season in Arkansas. Former Cowboy of Oklahoma State. He pinwheels the bat out towards the hill once, twice. And now Drake ready from the stretch. Left-hander peers towards first. Lifts the leg, deals. Fastball is just high and it's one ball and no strikes. Drake went through quite the journey in his college career. After graduating from Wiley High School, a Wiley Pirate, he began his college career at Arkansas Tech. The 1-0. Check swing. He went around to the top of the zone for a strike, and it's one ball and one strike on Polkovich. Spent one season there in 2019 and then 2020 at San Joaquin Delta College in Stockton, California. That was the COVID-shortened year. And then spent his final two seasons at another college. The 1-1. That misses outside. It's 2-1. That was at Walters State Community College in Tennessee. It's the same program that produced Brett Martin, the left-hander for the Rangers. Two balls and one strike on Polkovich. And Drake throws over to first base. It's a little bit late on McCullough. In his last season at Walters State, Drake was named the Pitcher of the Year at the D1 level, the D1 junior college level, that is. He readies and brings it. Breaking ball popped foul back behind home, and it's 2-2. His numbers are absolutely ludicrous. He struck out 160 batters to just 17 walks in 93 and a third innings. And a 1.93 ERA, went 14-0. In case you're wondering, that strikeouts per nine, he struck out 15-plus batters per nine innings. The pitch, runner takes off, it's high. Johnson's throw down to second, skips into center field past Degody. Good throw, short hopped it. Degody just could not pick it. And McCullough has his second steal of the season. Three balls and two strikes on Polkovich now. Double play out of order. A runner in scoring position with Arkansas already leading 3-0 in the bottom of the second. Just crazy strikeout numbers for Cole Drake, and that led him to be drafted in the 11th round after that season by the Rangers in that 2022 draft. Time called. Polkovich steps out. And now steps back in. Polkovich, short in stature switch hitter with a long white sleeve on his right arm, white batting gloves to go with his rest of his uniform. The pitch. Change up just outside, didn't miss by much. It's ball four, and Polkovich is aboard with a walk. Runners at first and second, and here's Harry Ford. Top of the order for Arkansas. Nobody out. Already the fourth walk for Drake. Walks have been a problem for the Rough Riders pitching staff. 8 in game one, 6 in the opener of this series, and now 4 through the first inning plus for Drake and his start. We saw Anthony Ho'opi'i Tuioniotoa loosening in the bullpen in the first inning and is now quiet for the Rough Riders. First pitch to Harry Ford. Change up just outside. One ball, no strikes. Trying to use that change against the righty. Southpaw missing. Ford walked and scored in the first inning. He's been aboard three times in this series, all with walks. He's 0 for 6. Drake looks back to second. The 1-0. High and outside. Two balls and no strikes. Ford, the number two prospect in the organization. Mariners org that has each of its top three prospects as the last three first-round picks they've had. All high schoolers. Ford out of the Atlanta area. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Top shelf fastball. 2-1. Ford was taken number 12 overall in 2021. Change up, fouled back into Johnson's glove for strike two. Two balls and two strikes. In this situation, Cole Drake looking for a ground ball, and that's a good thing for him because he's been good at inducing ground balls. In his first start this season with Down East, over 80% of the balls put in play were on the ground, the pitch. Just misses high with the changeup. Three balls, two strikes. And last year, over 45% of the balls put in play against him were also on the ground. That's what denotes a ground ball pitcher. Left-hander ready from the stretch. And the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a changeup away. He strikes out his third, and there's one away here in the second. Big strikeout for Cole Drake. 3-0 Arkansas on the three-run Tyler Locklear home run. Spencer Packard stands in now, who walked and scored on that home run in the first. Runners at first and second, one down. Drake ready from the stretch. He kicks in. Inside, one ball and no strikes. 52 pitches now for the left-hander. Hoping that he can get through this inning. He's probably going to be around 70 pitches today at his maximum. The 1-0. High and tight. Two balls, no strikes. Nobody loosening in the pen quite yet for the Rough Riders. Saw Ben Anderson struggle with his pitch count early yesterday. He threw 26 pitches in the first. The 2-0 at the top of the zone for a strike. Packard takes it. 2 balls and 1 strike. Nothing like the 35 pitches that Drake threw in the first inning today. This next pitch will be his 20th of the second inning. Still just one out, runners at first and second. The pitch, runners go, fouled away left side. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes still on Packard. And you add on to that the fact that on the other side, Reed Van Scooter has gone 6 up, 6 down. The disparity is a lot like last night, where Van Scooter, through 2 innings, has thrown 30 pitches. While on the other side, Drake is about to throw his 56th. He readies here again in the 2-2. Breaking ball, punched into the ground, foul back behind home. It's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wind blowing in softly from right field. Sun will set in just about an hour or so. Cloud cover up above now. What was once a sunny day has turned a little bit gloomy and the lights are on. 2-2 on Packard, wiggling the bat over his left shoulder. Drake kicks in, high and inside. Slipped out of his hand as he looks down, blaming his fingers, rubbing them together. Slipped out of his hand, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes on the left fielder Packard at the Campbell University. Open stance from the left side. 3-2. Flicked foul off the fist, back behind home to the left, and it's still 3 balls and 2 strikes. So often you see these spot starts when guys come up from lower levels. Not go very many innings, just a few just to start the pitch. Swinging a foul in and out of Johnson's glove, and it's still 3-2. Drake's doing a good job staying in and competing. Really tough ask, especially because he skipped a whole level to come up here. And there's a chance that when he goes back down to Down East, because he did spend a lot of time there last season, he could bump up right after this to High A Hickory and probably be good for him. The 3-2. Ground ball foul to the right side. It's still 3 balls and 2 strikes. The difference between low A and double A is immense. It is so hard for guys to come in and compete here at this level against really talented hitters. And Arkansas is a good hitting team, though. They have couple young guys, Harry Ford especially, the top of the order. Cole Young is not in the lineup today, the youngest player in the Texas League. The pitch inside, he walked it, and the bases are now loaded with one down in the second. 3-0 Arkansas. But this is a lineup full of really professional hitters. Spencer Packard is a professional hitter. Tyler Locklear, professional. Robbie Tenorowicz is nearly 30 years old. And you go down the lineup, a lot of veterans. So this is a really tough ask for Cole Duran. And he's trying to battle through 2 innings here. He gets a mound visit from Cooper Johnson and the entire infield. Bases loaded, one down in the second, and Locklear, who hit the 3-run homer against him on the 0-1 pitch in the first, is the man due up. And now more action in the bullpen. Beyond right center, it's Anthony Ho'opi'i Tuioniotoa again. Tyler Locklear, 2 homers in this series. Big threat. Big part of this ball game right here in the second inning already, with it being 3-0. We have Locklear and probably one of their best hitters, Robbie Tenorowicz, on deck. Cannot mess around here. Nowhere to put him either. Bases loaded and one down. Ground ball would be ideal. Left-hander against the right-hander. The pitch. Swing and a miss and a high fastball. Back pick down to first, not in time. Very close play at first base. 0-1. You wonder if Cooper Johnson was saying that we're going to try that back pick first pitch here, see what happens in that mound visit. Almost went behind him. So No balls and one strike. The pitch home. Down and in the dirt. Johnson blocks to save a run, and it's one ball and one strike. Johnson, the catcher, who is a veteran himself, does a really good job controlling the staff. And, you know, there's a reason why he's catching today. It's in his rotation. It's a three-man rotation. You know, Liam Hicks, Scott Capers, and those two caught the first two games, so now it's up to Cooper Johnson. But you couldn't have asked for a better catcher to be catching Cole Drake here in his Double-A debut. The pitch simmers high, and it's two balls and one strike, simply because he's a guy who is going to tell you how it is. He knows how to control these kind of situations through his years in the minors. And maybe if Cole Drake has any uncertainty in any situations, Cooper Johnson knows exactly how to deal with that. A 2-1. High, three balls and one strike. One bad pitch away from bringing in a run and a free pass. Johnson trying to settle him down with his palms down, bumping them up and down, saying, calm down just a little bit. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Burned it right by him with a fastball. Three balls and two strikes. Drake attempting to get out of this bases loaded jam. He's got his sign. And the left-hander pitches home. Fouled back behind home plate. Still three balls, two strikes in the first baseman, Locklear. This next pitch will be 68 for Drake. Might have one more hitter after this, but he's nearing the end of his leash. He readies in the payoff pitch on the way to Locklear. Up high, ball four, he walks in a run. McCullough comes in from third, Polkovich to third. Packard up to second, and Locklear with his fourth RBI of the game. It's 4-0 Arkansas. And Robbie Tenorowicz bats now. Carlos Cardoza at the top step of the dugout. And he's going to stay. So they're going to let the young Drake. Nope, here he comes. Cardoza out of the dugout. We're going to get a pitching change here in the second. That's it for Cole Drake in his Double-A debut. He goes 1 1/3 innings, and he is still responsible for all three runners on the base pass. It's 4-0. Arkansas leads it. Anthony Ho'opi'i Tuioniotoa is the pitcher out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders when we come back in the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in, check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game, and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back to North Little Rock. We are still in the bottom of the second inning. The Rough Riders trailing 4-0. Anthony Ho'opi'i Tuioniotoa is the Rough Riders pitcher. Robbie Tenorowicz, the batter. Strikeout victim in the first. Bases loaded and one out. It's Caden Polkovich at third. Spencer Packard at second. Tyler Locklear at first. And Cole Drake is responsible for all of them. Here's the stretch by the right-hander in the first pitch to Tenerowitz. Misses high, and it's one ball and no strikes. And you understand why Bubba is coming in this situation. He's usually a back-end guy, but you want to try and keep this game close, not let it get away from you in the second inning. He readies in the 1-0 pitch. Right down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's one ball and one strike on Tenerowitz. So right now the line for Drake, an inning and a third. He gave up 4 runs on 2 hits, struck out 3, but walked 6. It's already 4-0. Bubba's 1-1. Misses low off the outside corner with a slider. Looked like he slipped a little bit on the mound there as he delivered the ball. Stares down to the ground after twirling out of that pitch. 2 balls and 1 strike to Tenerowitz. Oopi Tuionatoa is 6'2", 190 pounds, 23 years old. 2-1. Popped up, back behind home. It gets out of play. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Waialuku, Hawaii native, on the island of Maui. Bubba looks in. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Tenerowitz. He offers home. Slider punched foul back behind home plate on a very defensive swing from Tenerowitz, kind of just throwing the bat out there and fouling it off. So far, Bubba this year, 3 appearances, 2 1/3 scoreless innings with 5 strikeouts. He's only surrendered 1 hit. He offers the 2-2 pitch here. Swinging a foul back into Johnson's glove, strike 3. Blew the fastball right by him. He strikes out Tenerowitz, and the bases are still loaded for Hogan Windage.
Number 18, Hogan Windage.
4-0 Arkansas, bottom half of the second. Windish flew out to center his first time up. Bubba kicks, fires. Fastball high and inside, 1 ball and no strikes. Windish 0-for-4 with a walk in the series now. The North Carolina native. Pull side shift for him, infield and outfield. 1-0 offering. Fastball hit high in the air out to right center field. Park will hold it. Strom angling into the alley. Now comes in a little bit. Makes the catch. And the side comes to a close. What a great job by Anthony Ho'opi'i Tuionatoa. He comes in and strands all 3 runners. It's 4-0 Travelers to the top of the third inning next on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in, check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game, and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit Astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Hatcher starts it off for the Rough Riders in the third inning. Frisco trailing 4-0. And Reed Van Scooter winds back and deals. A swing and a miss. The left-handed batter comes up empty. It's 0-1. Left-hander against left-hander starting off the third. A couple righties due up next. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider away. 0-2. What a start of the season for Josh Hatcher. He's 10 for 24. That's a 417 average. The pitch. Outside, it's 1-2, with 5 of those hits coming in his last 2 games, 3 on Sunday, and then 2 more yesterday, including a double to the opposite field yesterday. 1-2 offering. Swinging a soft tapper up the first base side. Second baseman Windisch there. Collects, throws onto first, just in time to get him. Very close play at first base, and Hatcher is retired. 1 down for Cooper Johnson.
Number 4, Sterry. Pitcher, number 3, Cooper Johnson.
4-0, Rough Riders trail, top of the third. Johnson just 2 for 11 so far. One of those hits a double. Right-hander at the plate, lefty deals home. Fastball over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. Johnson looking for the Rough Riders' first hit as Van Scooter has gone 7 up, 7 down. The pitch. Fastball rides high and away, and it's 1-1. And the offensive woes continue. Rough Riders have had a lot of trouble with starting pitchers in this series. 1-1 toss. Misses low. 2-1. Had a really good conversation with Ryan Tuntler, the Rough Riders hitting coach, about Logan Evans yesterday. Went 6 innings, 1-run ball. 2-1. There's a drive out to left field, deep down the line to the corner, and gone! Cooper Johnson with a solo home run, and the Rough Riders are on the board. Johnson with his first long ball of the season. 4-1, Rough Riders trail, he's on the board. Boy, that was a shot. Hazel Cepeda bats now. The first pitch. Over the heart of the plate, inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Now, no doubt about it, blast off the back of the black fence in left field. Over the berm, the 0-1. Swinging a ground ball, hot shot up the middle. The second baseman, Windisch, has it in shallow center field. A long throw onto first base is in time. And Cepeda is the second out of the inning. So no hitter gone, shutout gone on one swing from Johnson. Ground out to second on a nice play by the second baseman, Hogan Windisch. Hazel Cepeda is retired for the second out. Top of the order now for Kellen Strom. Rough Rider is down 4-1. Here's the windback in the first offering. Swinging a chopper up the middle. The shortstop McCullough picks, fires onto first on the run, and gets Strom and the side retired. But a big blow for the eight-hole hitting catcher, Cooper Johnson, with the home run. A run on a hit, no errors, nobody left on base. Bottom three coming up, Riders down 4-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-4444. 800-800-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's pickleball night at Riders Field on Friday, April 26th, so make sure to grab your tickets as the Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Catch Frisco's Major League Pickleball team, the Frisco Pandas, and have a chance to meet the squad. Join us for pickleball themes all night, and make sure to take advantage of our great ticket specials, including two tickets and two Rough Riders branded pickleball paddles for just $29. You can also snag a Lazy River ticket and get pregame access to the pickleball courts at Riders Field for just $25. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the third inning, the Rough Riders on the board though, and a solo homer for Cooper Johnson. They trail 4-1. Ben Ramirez, Jared Avila, and Morgan McCullough. It's 6, 7, and 8 in the order for the Travelers against Anthony Ho'opii'i, Tui Onatoa. Right-hander ready from the stretch. He kicks in. There's a fly ball into shallow left field. Long run, Jesel Cepeda into foul ground. Freeman, the third baseman, over. He tries a basket catch. It's just out of his reach onto the warning track. A foul ball, and it's 0-1. So the line is now finalized on Cole Drake in his Double-A debut. It's not necessarily a memorable day for him in terms of his pitching performance, but nonetheless, a mile marker for him in his career, getting up here to the Double-A level. He goes an inning and a third, surrendering 4 runs, all earned on 2 hits, struck out 3, and walked 6. That was really his downfall, but he owes a big tip of the cap to Ho'opii'i, Tui Onatoa, who came in and stranded the bases loaded with 1 down. The 0-1. Ramirez flicks it foul back behind home, skips off the roof and back behind home plate. Out of the concourse, onto Broadway Street right behind us. No balls and 2 strikes on Ramirez. Great job by Tui Onatoa, and a guy who will be saying that a lot about this year. He's had a phenomenal start to the season. The 0-2, swing and a miss, nasty pitch away on the change. He has his 2nd strikeout, and there's 1 down in the third. Sometimes that's what it takes. Have a guy come in out of the bullpen. Have a big performance, stranding the bases loaded. Get a home run on the offensive side. You're back in it, only down 3. Trying to snap this mini 2-game skid. Avila, right-handed batter. Ho'opii'i, Tui Onatoa deals. Outside, 1-0. Wind softly blowing in from right field. This bottom half of the third inning. Right-hander offers. Fastball just low, and it's 2 balls and 0 strikes. Well, the Rough Riders and Travelers are both 7-4. Stretch, and the right-hander kicks home. That one also low. He's behind in the count, 3-0. They have done it in very different ways, though. Arkansas still has a negative run differential. They've given up 2 more runs than they've scored to get to their 7-4 record because of a few blowout losses. 3-0. Middle for a strike. 3-1 with a fastball. The Rough Riders are 7-4, and they have a 10-run differential, a plus 10. They've scored 10 more runs than they've allowed. They had some lopsided wins against Corpus Christi at the end of that series. 3-1 pitch. That one's line foul, left side. It's 3-2 now. So everything usually equals out towards the end, but that's the funny thing about baseball is sometimes you're really bad in one-run games and you lose a lot of one-run games and you have a positive run differential, but a losing record, sometimes that happens. Back to the 2021 Texas Rangers. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a high fastball for strike three. He works back from down 3-0 in the count to strike out Avila. Two outs, three strikeouts for Ho'opi'i Tuionetoa. Here's Morgan McCullough. Former Oregon Duck. Single to center and a run scored back in the second. 4-1, Rough Riders trail the Travelers. Bottom half of the third. Stretch by the right-hander in the first pitch. A high drive out to deep right field. Hatcher back at the warning track, and he is there to make the grab. Just shy of the warning track. Ball hung up in the air, and the wind knocked it down. And a fly ball out to right field. It cans the third. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We move to the fourth. It's the Rough Riders trailing the Travelers 4-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the fourth inning, Rough Riders and Travelers. It's 4-1, Arkansas out in front. Liam Hicks starts it. It's 2-3-4 in the Rough Riders order against the starter Reed Van Scooter, who's been very efficient. 41 pitches through his three innings, surrendering just the solo homer by Cooper Johnson. First pitch. That's on the inside corner for a strike to Hicks, and it's 0-1. Hicks flew out to center back in the first inning. Wind back in the 0-1 pitch. Ground ball foul back behind home plate. It's 0-2. If you were listening to last night's broadcast, we were talking about how Liam Hicks was very excited to see Jack Leiter make his Major League debut today. And if you watched the Rangers game, you know that unfortunately for Jack, he did make his Major League debut, but it didn't go as well as he might have hoped. There's the windback and the 0-2 pitch on the way to the left-handed batting at first baseman Liam Hicks. A long look in by Van Scooter. With the pitch clock all the way down at one, he deals home. Well, off the outside corner, and it's one ball and two strikes. Jack Leiter today in his start pitched a little bit better than his line, but still not a great start for him. 3 2/3 innings, he allowed 7 runs, all earned on 8 hits. Struck out 3 and walked 3. The 1-2. Hicks swings, chops it on the ground. 3 hops to the second baseman, Windish, who's got it. Momentum taking him towards first. He flips it underhand to first base to get Rough Riders first baseman. Ground out on the first pitch, or I should say for the first out here in the fourth inning. And here's a people like Ortiz. Ortiz chopped out to second himself in the first inning. Left on left, first pitch. A chopper, this time to the first baseman on the right side. Two high hops. Easy play for Locklear. He feeds underhand to Van Scooter covering the bag. And it's in time for the second out. 5 pitches, 2 outs, and Cody Freeman bats now.
Next contestant, number 1, Cody Freeman.
4-1, Rough Riders trail, top of the fourth. Freeman is 0-for-1 with a ground out. If you watch the game, you know that Leiter had a good chance to get through four innings, only surrendering the four runs that he allowed in the second. Here's the wind back in the pitch. And misses down low and inside, 1-0. The two-run triple he allowed to carry Carpenter was a fly ball to center field there that was misjudged by the center fielder, Leody Tavares. 1-0 offering to Freeman. That one's drilled down the left field line and deep, hooking towards the corner, and it is foul. He just hooked it to the left side of the foul pole. Cody Freeman nearly had his first home run of the season. Instead, it's strike one. Man, he hit that ball hard. He has been squaring up a ton of baseballs this series, and he just missed fitting that inside the right field line, or the left field line, I should say, to the right of the pole. One ball and one strike on the Riders' third baseman. So Leiter, who did allow four runs in that second inning, had a chance to get through four and then probably would have come back out for the fifth inning if that ball was caught by Tavares. But three runs ended up scoring after that. And he was done for the day. 1-1. Freeman chops it out to shortstop. McCullough fields chest high, unleashes a strong throw to first base, and it's in time. A 1-2-3 inning for Reed Van Scooter. He's done through four. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base, and we go to the bottom half of the fourth. It's 4-1. Rough Riders trail the Travelers on the Riders Baseball Network.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
It's a true family affair at Riders Field on Sunday, April 28th, so make sure to purchase your tickets for Blippi Day. It's a great day for the kids with a Blippi-style Rough Riders glasses giveaway at the gates, and with an HEB family lawn ticket, your pup can get in for free. It's a Sunday, which means it's also Kids Sunday Fun Day presented by Raising Cane's, so load up the car and join us for a Blippi-themed day full of fun. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com for Sunday, April 28th at 4:05 p.m. between the Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Let's ride!
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
You can run on for a long time. Run on.
Tyler Owens comes out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the fourth inning. Frisco trailing 4-1 to Arkansas. Kaden Polkovich starts it. Switch hitter batting from the left side against the right-hander. And the first pitch. Owens misses high and outside. It's one ball and no strike. So Owens, the third pitcher used by the Rough Riders today. Cole Drake started. He went an inning and a third. Anthony Ho'opi'i-Tuioniotoa went 1 2/3, and now Owens. The pitch. High, and it's two balls and no strikes. They're talking about the Jack Leiter start today in Detroit for the Rangers. His major league debut. A 2-0. Drilled into right center field. Hatcher racing back at the warning track. Reaches out and he makes the catch. Great play by Josh Hatcher on a really strong first step. Into the right center field alley. He's able to track it down and spear it. And Kaden Polkovich hit it hard, but he lines out to right field. One away in the fourth. Top of the order now, Harry Ford, who's 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored. Well, even though Jack Leiter allowed those seven runs in his start, the Rangers still won the game. They won it 9-7. Go-ahead run in the eighth, and they added another one in the ninth. First pitch. High to Harry Ford, and it's one ball and no strikes. The Rough Rider is trying to do what the Rangers were able to do. The 1-0. Strike in the inside corner at the knees. The slider, and it's 1-1. And that has come back and score some runs after allowing some early on. The 1-1. Foul back behind home plate. It's one ball and two strikes.
That's an Edwards Food Giant. Foul ball.
Tyler Owens, a four-pitch pitcher, will go fastball, cutter, sweeper, and splitter. Owens ready. And the 1-2. Fastball is high, and it's two balls and two strikes. Four runs on two hits and no errors for the Travelers. One run on one hit and no errors for the Rough Riders here in the fourth inning. 2-2. That one's flied in the air out to shallow center field. Strom racing on. He's into a jog now. And he reaches up with one hand to make the catch. Two up, two down for Owens in this fourth inning. Spencer Packard bats now, who has yet to record an official at-bat today. He's walked twice and scored a run. One of six walks for Drake, the pitcher. Owens ready. The pitch. Outside. One ball and no strikes. Rough Riders infield plays to pull against Packard. The outfield very slightly shaded to the opposite field with Acosta, the shortstop, playing almost behind the second base bag. The pitch grounded to the right side. Degody over to his left. Slides in shallow right. Fields, and he loses track of the baseball as it goes out of his glove and down to his feet. The infield base hit for Spencer Packard. Tough play for Degody. He was shaded to pull, but as he went to his left, he slid, and when he tried to get up and make the transfer, the ball just dribbled out of his glove, and he couldn't barehand it on the ground below him. So a single with two outs, and Tyler Locklear stands in now. Righty-righty, the pitch. Flied out to right field, right at Josh Hatcher. He freezes, now comes in, and towards the line, he makes the catch. No, an infield single, but a nice inning for Tyler Owens out of the bullpen. No runs, a hit, no errors, one runner left on base. 4-1 Arkansas still to the top of the fifth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Sunday, April 28th. See you at Bark in the Park, Sunday, April 28th. First pitch at 4:05. Let's ride.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the fifth inning, Rough Riders and Travelers. Frisco trailing 4-1. It's Alex Degody starting things off against the starter still out there, Reed Van Scooter, who winds back and fires. Misses just high with a breaking ball. Degody showed bunt. He pulled it back to his right shoulder, and it's one ball and no strikes. Degody to be followed by Max Acosta and Josh Hatcher. 5, 6, and 7 in the order. The pitch is low, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. DeGoni, 1-for-3 in the series. He's walked a couple times. He hit the ball hard back in the second inning, but lined out to center field. Wind back in the 2-0 pitch. One slips inside, 3-0. Part of our conversation with DeGoni was talking about whether or not after he hangs it up, he'd want to go into coaching. And, you know, it's an kind of a cliche question almost to ask guys who are, you know, in their late 20s and hanging around in the minor leagues. The 3-0. High and away for ball four. He draws a leadoff walk here in the fifth inning. It's the first walk issued by Van Scooter. Max Acosta stands in now. And he said he's not going to say he won't go into coaching eventually, but he still obviously wants to play for as long as he possibly can. And so he still feels good and ready to play. The reason that question was asked was not because of the cliche nature. It was because of the way he goes about being a Frisco Rough Rider with all of his teammates. Here's the stretch and the offering into Acosta. Swinging a line drive, hit hard, a diving stop at short. McCullough, glove flip onto second for one. Throw to first is in time for a spectacular double play. Wow. What a play by Morgan McCullough. The shortstop diving to his left-hand side and spearing it on a full extension. Glove flipped it to second base where Hogan Windisch was able to turn to. Wow. What a great play. Josh Hatcher now with two down and the bases clear. 4-1 Rough Riders trail. First pitch. Fouled away back behind home and it's 0-1. Well, the way that DeGoni goes around his other teammates is as a coach, basically. The pitch. Fouled away down the left field line. It's 0-2. And we were talking about it after we sat down and did the interview yesterday. And he all of a sudden, when we were talking about what he was saying to Jesus Cepeda around the cages, the 0-2. Swinging a soft grounder to the first baseman, Locklear. He picks underhand feed to the pitcher, Van Scooter, who beats Hatcher to the bag, and there's the final out. He got me in his batting stance, and he said, here, this is exactly what he was doing, and he was showing exactly how he was putting everything together. That's not a future coach. I don't know what is. We go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. The Rough Riders trail 4-1. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the fifth inning, Rough Riders down 4-1, and Robbie Tenerowitz begins it against Tyler Owens. 4-5-6, the middle third for Arkansas. Owens pitches, a swing and a miss and a high fastball, and it's 0-1. These are two very ferocious competitors going at each other with Tyler Owens and Robbie Tenerowitz, and equally a little bit quirky in their own way. Owens delivers, Fastball skied into shallow right field. Hatcher coming in. It's Degody going back. The second baseman called off by the right fielder, and Hatcher is able to spear it one away. Hogan Windisch bats now. Riders down by three. Windisch a couple fly ball outs to center field. Owens is not a very tall pitcher. He stands about 5'10", 5'11". He's wears a little bit of baggy clothing with his pants and his jersey a little bit large. And then he drives towards the plate with ferocity. Throws hard, and that sweeper is nasty too, the pitch. There is that sweeper, low and outside, one ball and no strikes. The cutter is more of a gyro cutter from him. The 1-0. That fits on the inside corner, a strike with that cut fastball. It's one ball and one strike. That'll be in the very upper 80s and lower 90s. The 1-1, breaking ball, line drive up the middle, that's into center. It's a base hit for Hogan Windisch. He singles. One out, base runner in the fifth inning for Arkansas. And Ben Ramirez, the batter, who's 0-for-1 with a walk today. If you're just joining us, the Travelers scored three runs in the first inning and then a run in the second. It was a three-run homer by Tyler Locklear in that initial frame, and a bases loaded walk for Locklear in the second, tying his career high in RBIs already. The pitch. It fits itself onto the outside corner, a strike to Ramirez, and it's 0-1. A Rough Riders lone run, a third-inning solo homer by the catcher, Cooper Johnson. The pitch. Bounces down in the dirt. Johnson blocks. One ball and one strike. Rough Riders' fifth home run of the season there from Johnson, only the fourth by actual players, not a rehabber. Nathaniel Lowe has one of those five homers. Owens readies. And the 1-1. High off the outside corner. It's two balls and one strike. Good to see the power popping up a little bit. You expect that power to continue to surge as the summer goes along. The pitch. Hit foul on a line left side. Nearly took out the third base coach, Jose Umbria. Two balls and two strikes. And for right now, the pitching staff trying to keep it at four runs for Arkansas. And Tyler Owens. Right-hander readies in the 2-2 pitch. Before that, a quick throw over to first base. Not in time. Windisch 3-for-3 in stolen bases so far this year. Two balls, two strikes. Right-hander a long hold. He deals. High. Three balls, two strikes now. Jared Avila is on deck. Told you already that the Rangers won today in Detroit. The pitch. That flutters outside. Ball four. So Windisch up to second. Ramirez walks. Runners at first and second. One down. And Avila, who struck out twice today, takes his turn. Triple-A Round Rock in action currently there in the fourth inning, trailing 5-4 to Sugarland, the Triple-A affiliate of the Astros. Danny Duffy got the start in that game. He allowed 3-2, the pitch. Strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Nathaniel Lowe still rehabbing. He's 2-for-2 right now in Sugarland. Two aboard, the pitch. Fastball inside. One ball and one strike. 4-1, Arkansas leads it. Bottom half of the fifth inning with two on and one down. Owens readies, peers to second, the 1-1. A line drive up the middle. That's into center. A base hit. Windisch up to third. He gets the stop sign. Kellen Strom slings it in. And the bases are loaded with one out for Morgan McCullough. Danger zone for Owens.
Now batting, number five, Morgan McCullough.
Just the fifth hit of the game for Arkansas. Cody Freeman playing back of the bag at third, and to pull for the left-handed batter off the line. The pitch. High and outside to McCullough. It's one ball and no strikes. The shortstop one for two. He singled back in the second inning against starter Cole Drake. The pitch. Down the heart of the plate for a strike. It's one and one. McCullough was a middle-of-the-order bat last year for Northwest Arkansas out of the University of Alabama. The pitch. Breaking ball is low, and it's two balls and one strike. 26-year-old elected free agency after last year and signed with the Mariners. Well, here he is back in the Texas League. The 2-1 is swung on and missed. And it's 2-2. A season ago, 737 OPS with Northwest Arkansas. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. Got him at the knees. Strike three. McCullough sat down on strikes by Owens. Two outs. Bases remain loaded, and here's Caden Polkovich, the nine-hole hitter. Owens steps behind the mound, says something into his glove angrily, and now stands back up on the hill. Polkovich 0-for-1 with a walk. Flied out to right field in the fourth inning, but hit it hard. First pitch. Strike on the upper edge outside corner. It's 0-1. Polkovich was the first man that Owens faced back in the fourth inning. Nobody throwing in the Frisco pen. 0-1. Check swing, and he went around for strike two. It's 0-2. Riders trying to strand the bases loaded for the second time tonight. First time came back in the second inning. On the other side, the Rough Riders haven't stranded a single base runner on the base paths. Only had one hit. It's solo homer, the pitch. Fouled off the hands back behind home plate into the netting, and it's still no balls and two strikes. That solo homer by Cooper Johnson in the third, and then the walk to lead off the fifth from Alex DeGody, but then a double play behind the starter Van Scooter. Owens Rennie's the 0-2. Lashed into left field, a base hit. Windisch into score, Ramirez around third. The throw goes into second, and the second run comes across, and now the throw to third. And Avila trying to take third on the throwback behind him into second. He's tagged out, and the inning comes to a close. But a two-run single by Caden Polkovich, and it's 6-1. Arkansas out in front. Top of the sixth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in. Check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the sixth, Frisco trails 6-1 now. It's Cooper Johnson, Hazel Cepeda, Kellen Strom, 8-9-1 for Frisco. Riders have already lost the first two games of this series, and they'll have to come from behind, trailing by 5 in game 3 in order to make sure they don't lose their third in a row. Johnson hit a solo home run back in the third, golfed it down the third base side. First pitch home. High and outside, 1 ball and no strikes from the Coastal Carolina shot to clear. Reed Van Scooter looks in for his sign. He rocks back and offers in the pitch to Johnson. Breaking ball, strike in the inside corner. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. Well, some of you might ask, what is a shot to clear? The pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coastal Carolina University is in Conway, South Carolina. Just about 20 minutes inland from Myrtle Beach. And the university has been around since the mid-1900s. The pitch is low, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. They were the Trojans, but in 1960, they became essentially another wing of the University of South Carolina. So the push was to make sure that the two schools had similar mascots. Trojans, not very similar to a Gamecock. The pitch, fouled back behind home plate. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. So the choice was ultimately a chanticleer, which is a mythical rooster. It's from Chaucer's The Canterbury Tales. The 2-2. Fouled away, right side. It's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. So the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers, they say shots up is their mantra. The 2-2. Johnson watches low. Curveball. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Colors are teal, bronze, and black. It's very new age looking logo and mascot. The pitch popped up off the fist back behind home plate. Ford off of the mask over towards the warning track, reaches back, and he makes the catch. Catcher retires catcher. One away here in the sixth inning. Hazel Cepeda bats now. 6-1, the Rough Riders trail. Cepeda bounced out to second on a really nice play by Hogan Windisch, the second baseman back in the third inning. Right-handed hitter, left-handed pitcher. And Van Scooter deals. Swinging a hard ground ball out to short, right to McCullough. He vacuums it in, a sidearm throw on to first. And Cepeda's at number two. Two up, two down. Here's Kellen Strom, top of the order. He's 0 for 2 today. Strom is flat out to center and grounded out to third. And his 2 trips to the plate. Van Scooter looks in. He winds and fires. Swinging a foul back into Ford's glove, the catcher, and it's 0-1. Strom, bit of a funk in this series, like a lot of the Rough Riders' offense. Just 1-for-10. Closed off stance at the plate. The pitch. He swings and fouls it again into Ford's glove. It's 0-2. Good breaking ball from Van Scooter, who's doing what he does best, and that's throwing a lot of breaking balls and pitching around the bats. The pitch. Low and outside. It's 1-2, meaning backdoor breaking balls down and in. What he'll do a lot of times to right-handers is throw those breaking balls in the outside corner and then set them up by trapping them down and inside with either the slider, the cutter, or the curveball. 1-2 pitch. Fouled back. That time he tried to sneak a fastball by him. 1-2. Strom always looking to go the opposite way, up the middle the opposite way, and now the left-hander even more so. Late swing there. Bases clear, 2 down, Riders trail by 5. The 1-2. Breaking ball dips low of the zone. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Frisco looking for their second hit off Van Scooter. 2-2 on the way. Breaking ball low again. A check swing, and he was able to hold. It's 3-2 on the Riders center fielder now. With Liam Hicks on deck. Frisco would love to start chipping away at this deficit, sitting at 5 runs now. And there is action in the bullpen as well, so Tyler Owens will not be out next inning. The 3-2 pitch. Strom take on the inside corner. Strike 3 called. He's down looking. And the Rough Riders done in the 6th inning. What a strong 6 innings by Van Scooter. The run sits there. There's nobody left on base. 6 innings only allowing 1 run on 1 hit. A solo homer by Johnson. Bottom 6 coming up next. 5-run deficit. It's 6-1. Arkansas leads on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the 6th on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Last of the 6th inning, Frisco down 6-1. Tyler Owens is replaced by Andy Rodriguez on the mound for the Rough Riders, the pitching change. A-Rod deals, and it's over the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 0-1. Harry Ford, the first man up against him. Spencer Packer to follow. Then Tyler Locklear, the pitch. Inside on a breaking ball. And it's 1-1. Top three of the order, due up for Arkansas. Happy to have you on this Thursday night. The pitch. Punched in the air down the right side. And Hicks watches it go foul into the seat. 1-2. Rough Riders, if they want to win this one, will have to come from behind, trailing 6-1. With Tyler Owens leaving the game, he finishes allowing 2 runs, both earned on 2 hits. 4 hits over 2 innings struck out one and walked one. Andy Rodriguez, now the fourth arm for Frisco today. He offers in the 1-2 pitch. Soft grounder to third. Freeman backhands, straightens, and lofts it over to first. A high throw, though Hicks skies in the air and brings the tag down on Ford in time. One away. Spencer Packard stands in now. Andy Rodriguez, the 25-year-old Cuban. 6'1", 165, making his fourth appearance with the Rough Riders. He's got a 5.40 earned run average, allowing three runs in five innings. First pitch. Backdoor breaking ball misses to Packard, the left-handed hitter, and it's 1-0. Five strikeouts to three walks for Rodriguez so far in his five innings of work. The pitch. Chopper back up over the hill to shortstop Acosta to the right side of the second base bag. He's got it and throws out Packard. Two away. Tyler Locklear hits now. 6-1, Rough Riders down to the Travelers. Locklear has already tied his career high with four RBIs, a three-run homer, and a bases-loaded walk. He's 1-for-2. Big right-handed batter. Pitch to Locklear. Well, misses inside. One ball and no strikes. Stands 6'3", 210 pounds. He's a native of Bemore, Baltimore, Maryland. The pitch. Check swing on a pitch off the outside corner. He went, and it's 1-1. Former second rounder a couple of years ago in 2022. The pitch. That one's hit high in the air out to center field. Strom racing back. He's shy of the warning track, easily under it, and he puts it away. It's a 1-2-3 inning of relief for Andy Rodriguez, and he is done after the one inning. I'd say the Travelers are done here in the sixth. We're to the top of the seventh inning next. The Rough Riders trail the Travelers 6-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Move to the bullpen for the Arkansas Travelers in the top of the seventh inning. It's Kyle Hill who takes over for Reed Van Scooter. Second consecutive day that an Arkansas Traveler starting pitcher has gone six innings. Van Scooter six innings, allowing just one run. It was earned on a hit. He struck out one and walked one. Another great start for the Travelers. He exits, so the Rough Riders try to attack this bullpen. And the right-hander Kyle Hill faces Liam Hicks to begin the seventh. First pitch. Strike on the upper edge, outside corner. It's 0-1. The Riders trailing 6-1. Their only run, a third-inning solo homer. It was by catcher Cooper Johnson. The pitch. A hard ground ball up the middle to shortstop McCullough to his left. Fields on two hops, slings it to first and gets him one away. He has been dynamite at shortstop today, making his first start of the series at short. And Abimelech Ortiz makes his way to the plate. Great start by Reed Van Scooter. Back-to-back starts of scoreless baseball for him. First pitch to Ortiz. He's taking all the way. It bounces in. One ball and no strikes. He stood straight up and down before that pitch even came home. 26-year-old Kyle Hill, 5'11", 200 pounds, out of Gonzales, Louisiana. 10th round selection out of Baylor by the Mariners back in 2019. Right-hander readies. And the 1-0. Another take all the way. He takes a strike. Outside corner. And it's one ball and one strike. So far this season for Kyle Hill, two appearances out of the pen, scoreless baseball. Three innings, he hasn't allowed a hit. Two strikeouts. 1-1. Breaking ball, swifts outside. Two balls and one strike. Ortiz, one of the five Rough Riders homers so far this season. Looking to get things going this series, he's 0 for 10. The pitch. He swings and pumps it skyward in the left side. Near foul ground, the third baseman in foul ground. It's Ramirez who makes the catch. Foul pop out for Abimelech Ortiz. Two up, two down for the Riders in the seventh, and Cody Freeman takes his turn. He's 0 for 2 today. A couple of ground outs, one to third, one to short. Freeman has hit the ball so hard this series, he's frustrated, nothing to show for it. The pitch. Fastball inside, one ball and no strikes. He said, I'm waiting for that law of averages to come around. He said, hopefully next week get a few bloop hits, because that's what I need. 1-0 pitch. Rocketed foul left side. And it's one ball and one strike. He said he likes the high fastball. Not a lot of people do. He said he doesn't care. He'll swing at a pitch above his head. Anything he can get his hands to, he'll try and hit it. He said in spring training, he would sometimes even sit 0-2 high fastball. And he'd be able to get some hits off it because he was waiting for that high fastball. The 1-1. That one's chopped off the ground, foul behind home plate. And it's one ball and two strikes. Two outs, bases clear. Riders trailing 6-1, top of the seventh. Alex DeGoti on deck. Wind blowing in from right field. Hill ready from the stretch, from the belt, the pitch. Breaking ball, hit on the ground, foul, back behind home plate to the left again, and it's still one ball and two strikes. These early struggles offensively for the Rough Riders, really can't look into it a whole lot. Can't really look into anything until the end of April, really. That's when you can start to analyze the overall performance of this club. The 2-2. Check swing on a pitch away, and he did not go around. Excuse me, that was the 1-2, and it's now 2-2. Unless there was a pitch clock violation that I missed. Cody Freeman, one of those guys who came into this series batting just around 300, and he's seen that dip down. Yeah, it is 2-2. Jack Wasson, our home plate umpire, signaling it. Here she comes. Breaking ball, strike three call. Got him on the outside corner. Three up, three down. Rough Riders down quietly in the seventh. It's time to stretch. 6-1 Arkansas. The Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action, to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Coming out of my cage and I've been
doing just Andy Rodriguez back to the hill for the Riders in the bottom of the seventh inning. Frisco trailing 6-1 to Arkansas on what is a very pleasant night for baseball in Little Rock, Arkansas on this Thursday night. Tenero, it's 0-3, right-handed batter against Rodriguez, who sat the Travs down in order in the sixth. The pitch, one just inside off Johnson's glove, one ball and no strikes. Tenerowitz grabbed that ball as it got away and tossed it over towards his own dugout. Rodriguez with his shoulders square to the third base dugout, he delivers. It's a breaking ball that misses high. Two balls and no strikes. It's April 18th, 2024. Something we love to do is take a look back at this day in baseball history. So many wonderful stories over the course of baseball history. And it was on this date back in 1946. Jackie Robinson made his minor league debut. The pitch. Strike on the upper edge, inside corner. And it's two balls and one strike on Bird, as they call him, Robbie Tenerowitz. Robinson debuted with the Montreal Royals, the affiliate of the Brooklyn Dodgers, back in 46. 2-1. Flicked foul right side. It's 2-2. Of course, he would go on to make his major league debut on what is now Jackie Robinson Day in the major leagues with the Brooklyn Dodgers in mid-April. But it was his minor league debut today. The 2-2. Swinging a foul off Johnson back behind home, and it's still two balls and two strikes. He had a pretty good debut. For those who thought he might not be able to compete in the minors, he hit a home run and had three singles, four hits in his debut. And he went on to win the minor league batting title that year in the International League, hitting .349 in his first minor league season. The 2-2. There's a fly ball foul right side. It's two balls and two strikes. And for those of you who know Jackie Robinson's story, he went on to become the first rookie of the year in the major leagues the following year in 1947, stealing a league-high 29 bases. He had .297. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good slider away, and Rodriguez dispatches of Robbie Tenerowitz. His first strikeout today. One away in the seventh. Riders trail 6-1, and Hogan Windisch stands in now. He's 1-3. Robinson would go on to win the MVP in 1949 for the Dodgers as well. Batting title of .342, stole league-high 37 bases. The pitch. Strike to Windisch on the inside edge, and it's 0-1. Won the 1955 World Series with the Dodgers, and of course immortalized in the Hall of Fame, voted in 1962. Pitch is a swing and a miss and a good breaking ball low of the zone, and it's 0-2. One of the most important players in the history of Major League Baseball, Jackie Robinson, debuted in the minor leagues today in 1946. The 0-2. Check swing, strike three called. Got him with a breaking ball. Outside edge of the knees. Two down. Andy Rodriguez, five up, five down here in relief. And Ben Ramirez makes his way to the plate. Now batting is number 15, Ben Ramirez. 6-1 Arkansas, last of the seventh. Ramirez 0-1 with a couple walks and a run scored. Rodriguez pitches.
Inside corner. At the knees for a strike with that good breaking ball. And it's 0-1. Rodriguez has his sign again. He deals. It's fouled away back behind home. And it's quickly 0-2. That breaking ball is a slider. He has a cutter and a slider. Cutter with not as much movement, of course. That slider is still a true gyro. It goes down. The pick misses high, and it's 1-2. For those who aren't aware, a gyro goes more north to south movement. The sweeper has more east to west movement with a slider. The 1-2. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. It goes to the shortstop to his left. Fields on the right side of second base and throws him out at first. And 1-2-3 inning for Andy Rodriguez. He goes 6 up, 6 down in his 2 innings of relief. Rough Riders still trails 6-1. Top of the 8th inning next on the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
We're trading in 1985 for 2004. Kick off the celebration of the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field as we throw it back to 04 on Friday, May 24th. The band Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Rough Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates before the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds at 7.05 p.m. Don't forget, it's Fireworks Friday as well, so enjoy a fireworks spectacular display after the game from the field. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Right at the top of the eighth inning, it's 6-1. Arkansas leads the Frisco Rough Riders. Alex Degody, Max Acosta, Josh Hatcher, the 3-2 up in the eighth. Kyle Hill still on the mound in the first pitch. Fastball way high. 1-0. The Rough Riders still being held at just one hit. Solo homer by Cooper Johnson back in the third. Hill ready from the stretch, and he brings in the pitch to Degody. The 1-0. Curveball, top shelf, a strike, 1-1. Degody, the only other Rough Rider to reach outside of Johnson. He walked back in the fifth inning. He was immediately erased, though, on a double play the next pitch. 1-1 toss. Fastball, bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-2. The Rough Riders falling silent on the bat side of things. Just 4 runs, make it 5 runs and 12 hits in the last 3 games combined. Right-handed batter stands back in. 1-2. Due from Kyle Hill. He readies and brings it home. Strike 3 called. Got him at the bottom of the zone. Second strikeout for Hill, and there's one away. Max Acosta stands in now. He's grounded out to short and bounced into a double play to short tonight. This is game 3 of a 4-game series. Rough Riders and Travelers will meet the rest of the weekend. Kind of an odd game time schedule this week here in Arkansas. First pitch, just high on the breaking ball, 1-0 to Acosta. We had an 11.05 a.m. game on Tuesday. We're 6.35 here on the Wednesday and Thursday games, and then Friday, 7.05, that's tomorrow. 4.05 on Saturday, 1.05 on Sunday. The pitch, That's inside. It's two balls and no strikes. Tomorrow is going to be a big one, though. Dane Acker gets the ball for the Rough Riders. He's been fantastic in his first two starts. 2-0. Fastball strike. Outside edge, and it's 2-1. Struggled a little bit with too many pitches early on in his start his last time out, so hopefully he's able to be a little bit more efficient in the early part of the game and go deeper. Just went four innings but struck out seven. The pitch. Punched in the air, right side, foul ground. Locklear, the first baseman, over towards the warning track in front of his own dugout. He makes the catch. Two down on the foul out to the first baseman. And Josh Hatcher bats. 10 straight sat down by Trav's pitching. Hatcher 0 for 2. Ground out to second base and a ground out to first base. But Dane Acker getting the ball on Friday against Danny Warchanski. A left-hander for Arkansas. The pitch. Hatcher watches outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Emiliano Teota will get the ball for the Rough Riders on Saturday. And then it's Nick Krauth slated to finish off the weekend. 1-0 pick. Outside corner with a fastball for a strike, and it's 1-1. A 6-1 Rough Riders down, top of the eighth inning. One ball, one strike pitch. Swing and a miss. Asher goes fishing away, and it's one ball and two strikes. Cooper Johnson, the home run man, is on deck with two down and the bases clear. Hill readies, delivers. Outside. 2-2. Soft breeze still blowing in from right center. The lights of downtown Little Rock beyond us to right field. 2-2. Swinging a little nubber off the end of the bat, back to the hill. Hill's got it on the hill, and he throws to first base, and it gets Hatcher for the final out. 11 straight retired now by Arkansas pitching. Rough Riders trail 6-1. We go to the bottom half of the eighth inning next to the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jared Avila to lead it off against Tristan Polly, the new pitcher for the Rough Riders here in the eighth. Riders trailing by a score of 6-1.
Stepping up to the plate, number 4, Jared Avila.
Avila is 1-for-3 with a single in the fifth. There's the left-hander's pitch. Inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Pauly looking for a better outing than his first in the opener of this series. He didn't allow any runs, but walked a pair in the eighth inning. The 0-1. Misses down low and inside. One ball and one strike, and a classic Tristan Pauly grunt as he released that pitch. Andy Rodriguez is done as Pauly replaces him, and really nice performance by Rodriguez on the hill. 1-1 pitch. Popped up right side. That twists foul out of play. It's 1-2. Rodriguez went two shutout innings, striking out two. Bullpen has done a nice job considering the tough spot they were put in today. Cole Drake going just an inning and a third, allowing four runs in his start. His double-A debut. OPE Tui Onatoa came out next. The pitch. Now hard ground ball to third. Backhanded stop. Freeman down to a knee. Bounce throw across the diamond, and Hicks can't pick it. Avila is safe at first, and they give him an infield single. Morgan McCullough, the batter now. Oh, P.E. Tui Onatoa, when he came in, with the bases loaded. He struck out Tanerwitz and got Windisch to fly out to strand the bases loaded and threw a scoreless third. Left on left here. First pitch to McCullough. Curveball on top of the zone, a strike, and it's 0-1. Tyler Owens allowed a pair of runs in his two innings of work. On four hits, both of them were earned. Here's the stretch in the lefty's pitch. Swinging a foul back into Johnson's glove. It's 0-2. Andy Rodriguez, the two scoreless, and now Tristan Pauly. Oh, two offering from the left-hander. Ground ball to first. Hicks backhands on to second. They get one, and no throw to first base. So the fielder's choice, they get one out. McCullough at first now. 3-6 on the fielder's choice. 6-1 Travelers, bottom half of the eighth inning. Polkovich, the hitter. He's 1-for-2 with a two-run single back in the fifth. That was the last time either team scored. First pitch. Swinging a bounding ball to third. Freeman's got it on to second for one. Degody, the quick turn to first. And it's not in time. Polkovich is safe. So back-to-back fielder's choices. This one 5-4. It was kind of a softly hit ball out to third base. Freeman did what he could to get it into second base, but Polkovich runs well, and he's tearing up the line after hitting that pretty softly. So two outs, runner at first base. Riders trail by five in the bottom of the eighth inning, and here's Harry Ford, right-handed hitter. And Pauly kicks home. Strike in the outside corner. It's 0-1. Wind blowing in from center field. Very slight breeze. The left-hander brings it. Chopper to first. Hicks picks and steps right there at first base. An easy play for the first baseman to retire the side. So a leadoff infield single, but nothing across. No runs a hit, no errors, a runner left on. Top nine, here we go. Riders need five to tie on the Riders Baseball Network, trailing 6-1.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993. 1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in, check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game, and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the ninth inning, Rough Riders trail the Travelers 6-1. It's the same score that we've had since the fifth inning. New pitcher on the hill for Arkansas. It's Gerard Bayless. Bayless, a right-handed sidearm thrower. 6-1, Arkansas leads. Really not very many bright spots for the Rough Riders in this one. You have a Cooper Johnson solo homer, Andy Rodriguez, and Anthony Opeetui Onatoa. Good out of the bullpen, but not a whole lot outside of that. Here's Cooper Johnson to lead it off against Bayless. And the right-hander is first pitch. That one's flicked into left center field, hanging up in the air for Polkovich, who glides over, and the center fielder puts it away. One away for Jesus Cepeda. Cepeda 0-2. 6-1 Arkansas. Rough Riders and Travelers will play game four tomorrow. Dane Acker gets the ball for the Rough Riders, a 7:05 first pitch. Dan Werchanski is pitcher for Arkansas. The pitch is a ground ball to the right side. Diving stop, Locklear up to his feet. The first baseman feeds underhand to Bayless, covering the pillow. Two pitches, two outs. Goodness, what a great play by Locklear. Six-one, Rough Riders trail, and the final hope is Kellen Strong. This Arkansas pitching staff has retired just one over the minimum in the game today. Strom 0-3. The pitch. Outside corner is strike 0-1. Sometimes with games in which a team just has one hit, you wonder, you know, was it a clean base hit? Was it anything you have to worry about with a no-hitter, possibly? The 0-1. Flick foul right side. It's quickly 0-2. The Riders are down to their final strike. No, it was a solo home run by Johnson, so it was a definite hit. Here's the stretch and the 0-2 pitch on the way. Fouled straight back, and it's still no balls and two strikes. Strom stays alive, trying to pick up his first hit tonight and keep the Rough Riders' hopes going. And the other Rough Riders baseball tonight, or other Rough Riders base runner, was a Dagoti walk back in the fifth. 0-2. Strom puts it in the air, foul right side. Still no balls and two strikes. O2 on the way to Kellen Strong. A swing and a ground ball inside the first base bag and fair down the right field line. Oliva cuts it off and gets it back in, and Kellen Strong has the Rough Riders' second hit today. Now Liam Hicks has a chance now to keep this going. Strong 1-4. Hixie is 0-3 with a flyout and two groundouts. Locklear isn't going to hold Strom at first base. Number First pitch. Inside edge, a strike with a slider, and it's 0-1. Hicks just 1-for-11 in the series now. Oh, 1. There's a hard hit ground ball into the second baseman Windish, who backhand straightens, throws to first, and the ball game is over. The Rough Riders fall by a final score of 6-1 on this Thursday night. They have dropped 3 in a row now. We'll break it down to the postgame show on the Riders Baseball Network. 6-1 the final. Frisco Falls.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2004 team with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
It's a final from North Little Rock, Arkansas. The Rough Riders fall to the Arkansas Travelers 6-1. Final line score is 6 runs, 7 hits. No errors for the Travelers, 7 left on base. The Rough Riders a run on 2 hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. Final game time, 2 hours, 20 minutes in front of 3,577 there at Dickey Stevens Park. It was a very long beginning of the game, but a very quick back half. The Rough Riders fell behind 3-0 early on the 3-run homer by Tyler Locklear in the bottom of the first inning. And then he had a bases-loaded walk in the second to quickly make it 4-0. Frisco got on the board, though, as Cooper Johnson blasted a solo homer in the third, but 2 more runs came across in the fifth on the 2-run single by Caden Polkovich, and Arkansas won it 6-1. So with the loss today, it's a Cole Drake loss in his Double-A debut. The starting pitcher for the Rough Riders, Reed Van Scooter, picks up the win in his start for the Travs. The Rough Riders fall with the loss to 7-5. Arkansas improves to 8-4 on the season, and the Rough Riders will have to try it again tomorrow in order to try and make it to a possibility of getting a series split by winning the weekend and sweeping the 3 games to come in this series. We'll tell you who's going to get the ball for these next 3 games, especially tomorrow, and talk a little bit about what happened outside of here in the Texas League and, of course, the Rangers affiliates. More to come on the postgame show next. Riders fall 6-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's a true family affair at Riders Field on Sunday, April 28th, so make sure to purchase your tickets for Blippi Day. It's a great day for the kids with a Blippi-style Rough Riders glasses giveaway at the gates, and with an HEB family lawn ticket, your pup can get in for free. It's a Sunday, which means it's also Kids Sunday Fun Day presented by Raising Cane's, so load up the car and join us for a Blippi-themed day full of fun. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com for Sunday, April 28th at 4:05 p.m. between the Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Let's ride!
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in. Check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles.
For tickets and more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's pickleball night at Riders Field on Friday, April 26th, so make sure to grab your tickets as the Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Catch Frisco's Major League Pickleball team, the Frisco Pandas, and have a chance to meet the squad. Join us for pickleball themes all night and make sure to take advantage of our great ticket specials, including two tickets and two Rough Riders branded pickleball paddles for just $29. You can also snag a Lazy River ticket and get pregame access to the pickleball courts at Riders Field for just $25. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome into Little Rock one final time on this Thursday night. Riders lose to the Travelers 6-1. Let's take a look around the scoreboard in the Texas League, and we start with the games currently going on. That's all the games outside of us here in Arkansas. Corpus Christi and San Antonio, they're going to the top of the 10th inning, tied at 1. And in the 6th inning, Northwest Arkansas, they lead it by the same score that we had the final here, 6-1 over Midland. And if Midland loses, the Rough Riders will still be just one game back in the Texas League South. Wichita up 5-4 right now over Tulsa in the top of the 6th inning as Wichita goes for their second win and their first win since they beat the Rough Riders two Saturdays ago. And in top of the 7th inning, Springfield a 3-1 lead right now over Amarillo. Springfield looking to go 11-1 to start the season. As for the Texas Rangers affiliates, the Rangers earlier today in Detroit, they win the series 3-1 over the Tigers with a 9-7 win. Jack Leiter in his major league debut went 3 2/3 innings, but he allowed 7 runs on 8 hits, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. He'll look to rebound, hopefully get another shot at a starting role with the Rangers. The finals around the Texas Rangers organization in the minor leagues at Low A, the Down East Wood Ducks, they beat Delmarva, the Shorebirds, an Orioles affiliate, 8-2. At the high A level, Hickory, they fall to the Greensboro Grasshoppers, the Pirates affiliate, 9-6. And at the AAA level, Sugarland currently leading Round Rock 7-5. That's in the 7th inning down in Sugarland, Texas. The Rough Riders and the Travelers will continue their series tomorrow at 7:05 with the game's first pitch. We'll be on the air at 6:50 for the pregame show. Dane Acker will take the ball for the Rough Riders tomorrow. He has no record in a 1.04 ERA through two starts this season. The left-hander Danny Warchanski opposes him. He's 1-1 with a 5 ERA for Arkansas. That's going to do it for us on the broadcast tonight. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible. For everyone with the Arkansas Travelers, our hosts here in North Little Rock, and for Luke Maley back in Frisco, my name is Zach Bigley saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6:50 for a 7:05 first pitch for Game 4 of this series. Once again, the Rough Riders fall 6-1 to the Travelers. Have a great night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!